Well, hello, writer groupies. Welcome back to another episode. Well, you guys, if you've been with me for any lengthy period of time, you know that I love fall. Fall is when I get the most work done. I don't know if it's because it's a change in season and it's a pretty drastic one or what, but it's been this way for pretty much all of my life. I think fall is my favorite season. And spring is my second favorite. Summer's nice too, but it's a little hot, especially in Florida. And winter, I'm a winter baby. So winter time is for hibernation. That's when I stay inside and do nothing. That's when I get fat and sassy. So today I want to talk about writing in seasons, not just the literal seasons of the year, but the cycles we go through as creators. And since we're deep into autumn, well, almost deep into autumn, we've just begun, really. It feels like the perfect time to reflect on what fall can teach us about our writing life. So, autumn is harvest time, as we all know, and it's also the time when farmers gather what they've planted and nurtured. And as writers, fall can represent the season of finishing. Y'all, it is this thing for me. I am going to finish this first draft of The Realms of Degrees if it is the last thing that I do. This is my solemn promise to you. So fall is the time we bring together all the work we've done, whether that's polishing a draft, sending out a query, or self-publishing. So my question to you listeners is, what are you harvesting in your writing life right now? Because fall can also be a season of letting go. Trees shed their leaves in autumn. Writers too. Sometimes we need to let go. Those old drafts that don't serve us, those ideas we've outgrown, or those projects we've been holding on to but never finish. Letting go creates space for what's next. Well, as I said, after harvest comes winter, a season of rest and quiet. Writers often forget the importance of rest. Autumn reminds us to slow down, wrap up projects, and prepare for creative downtime that allows new ideas to grow. And that is certainly how I handle the winter season in my writing life. Now remember, every writer has their own cycle. Everybody doesn't go by the same thing. You know, it's like some seasons are planting seasons, some seasons are nurturing seasons, some seasons are harvesting seasons, and some seasons are resting seasons, but everybody's different. People that live in the southern hemisphere, I think, like in New Zealand and so forth, they're just now coming into spring. So this might actually be a time of, you know, nurturing or actually planting ideas for some people. Nobody's the same. Everybody does it different. But you know what? Most important thing to remember is even if you're in a quiet season, doesn't mean you failed. Just means you're in a different part of the creative rhythm. And all parts are equally as important. So you guys, as you watch the leaves turn and the air grow crisp, think about what season you're in as a writer. Are you harvesting a finished project, pruning away what no longer serves you, or preparing for rest? Well, whatever you're doing, it's part of the natural cycle of creativity. Thanks for tuning into Writer Groupie Podcast today for episode 15. We're already up to episode 15, you guys. I'm so excited. This has gone on far longer than I anticipated because, you know, it's hard to do a podcast and a newsletter and social media and write and all the things that we have to do as writers. But I've been very successful and I thank you for being here to listen to it. And until next time, keep writing. Keep dreaming and keep honoring your season.